Is Christianity an offshoot of Judaism? The answer is no. In fact, it's the other way around. There's the true religion, and then there are several offshoots from that religion that are false religions, even though they have various elements of the true religion. But the true religion has never ceased or broken into pieces. It's still here. Most people, including many Christians, even Catholics, see it like this. But in reality, it's this. And if we want to put an even finer point on it, the truth is this. The true religion was established by God through his covenant with Abraham. Today, we call that religion Catholicism, not Judaism. Catholicism is the true religion, the continuation of the Old Testament religion. Most people see the Old Testament as the Jews and the New Testament as the Christians, but in reality, it's all Catholic. And modern Judaism broke away from the Catholic Church, just like the Orthodox and the Protestants. It's just that it happened immediately when the true religion switched from the temple to the church, when it switched from sacrificing animals to representing the one sacrifice of Christ on the cross in the form of bread and wine. That's what changed. God switched from the Levitical priesthood and sacrificing animals to the apostolic priesthood and the Eucharist. Basically, Jesus came and cleaned house. Like the CEO of a company, he fired everyone and brought in all new people. But it's still the same company, the same house. If everyone that left goes and starts a rival company, that's the new company. The fact that it has all the people from the old company is irrelevant. And to put a finer point on it, God destroyed the temple of animal sacrifice, the Sanhedrin, and the Levitical priesthood, which cannot be reestablished. The Levitical priesthood is gone forever. So you see, modern Judaism cannot be that religion, because that part of the true religion is gone forever. And it was after the destruction of the temple and the Levitical priesthood that Judaism was born. Let's put it this way. What if the entire Catholic priesthood was wiped out? The Pope, all the bishops, and all the priests. But one catechist, which means teacher, set up a school to train other catechists, and they just simply taught Catholic doctrines. They can't have Mass or confession or any other sacraments other than baptism because there's no priesthood. So let's say centuries later they demand to have Rome as their own country, the world gives it to them, and they spend their time beating their heads against the ruins of St. Peter's Basilica in prayer. What would you think of that religion? Would you say that that is true Catholicism or the real Catholic Church? You would be wrong if you did. Catholicism is the sacraments. Without the priesthood, there is no Catholic Church, no Catholicism, and this thing I described would be an awkward, sad, but new religion. This is exactly the case for rabbinical Judaism. The religion of the Old Testament requires a temple, priesthood, and animal sacrifice. All of that was destroyed by the Romans in 70 AD, never to return. By their own admission, one rabbi, which means teacher, escaped and started a school to train other rabbis in Jamnia. A rabbi is not a priest. He's a teacher, like a catechist. You know, those people who teach your children in Sunday school. A rabbi has no more authority to continue the Old Testament religion than a Sunday school teacher has to continue Catholicism. Both require a priesthood to function. Otherwise, the religion ceases to exist. You can't have Catholicism without the sacraments, and you can't have the sacraments without the priesthood. Likewise, you can't have the Old Testament religion without a temple and animal sacrifice, and you can't have that without the Levitical priesthood. Now, a new temple may be built. A new priesthood and animal sacrifice may happen, but it will not be legitimate. The Levitical priesthood was established by God through Moses, just like the apostolic priesthood was established by God, Jesus Christ himself. The Levitical priesthood was inherited generation to generation, father to son, unbroken until 70 AD, but then it was wiped out. That was 2,000 years ago. You can't reestablish it. And Christians should have no part of any new temple or the reestablishment of animal sacrifice. Christ is the final sacrifice. Animal sacrifice to God would be sacrilege and blasphemy. Rabbinical Judaism is a false religion. This is not a comment on those involved in the religion or those of Jewish ethnicity, but a comment on the religion. It's false, just like Hinduism, Islam, Buddhism, Mormonism, and 1,000 others. And like the adherents of these other religions, Jews need to come to the true religion, Christianity, in order to be saved. Any religion that does not profess Jesus of Nazareth as the Son of God, the second person in the Holy Trinity, the fullness of God incarnate, born of the Virgin Mary, who suffered death and rose again, is a false religion. Christians understand this, but for some reason want to give Jews a pass on it. Now, you might think that I'm saying any, quote, church that professes the former is a legitimate church. This is not the case. There is only one church, the Catholic Church. Places that call themselves, quote, churches, like the Methodist, Baptist, Assemblies of God, Lutheran, the Coptic, Eastern Orthodox, etc., don't actually exist. Well, they exist as temporary man-made institutions like McDonald's, universities, and governments, but they are not churches. Christ established one church, the Catholic Church. All the other, quote, churches were started by men. When a person is baptized, they are baptized into the Catholic Church, not the Methodist, Baptist, Assemblies of God, etc., even though they might have been baptized in one of those buildings by one of their clergy, which is good news for them since outside the Catholic Church there is no salvation, so they can be saved. That doesn't mean that they will be saved. The reason Judaism has been given legitimacy among Protestant Christians is because Martin Luther wanted to get rid of purgatory and indulgences. The problem was, one of the books in the Bible, 2 Maccabees, clearly teaches purgatory and indulgences. Luther freely admitted this, and he desperately wanted to get rid of it. However, he couldn't just arbitrarily throw out a book in the Bible on his own. But since the Jews, sometime in the 2nd century, had thrown this book out, as well as six other books and parts of Esther and Daniel, Luther declared the Jews had the right to determine what books would be in the Old Testament, thus giving a certain amount of authority over his new form of Christianity to the Jews. Protestants then mirrored the Old Testament with that of the Jews, cementing Jewish influence over their religion. The true religion, Catholicism, recognizes no such authority of the Jews, thus retaining the fullness of Scripture and the authority over the true religion. Until my next video, God bless.